Dean said, and I quote, "Reba, no party is complete with less than 4 colors of streamers."
I don't think you want to be quoting Barbara Jean to me right now. All I've heard from that woman all week is, "I got a great idea, Reba. Let's do it my way, Reba. I'm 6'8", Reba."
You know, I gotta say, Barbara Jean may be pushy, but her party ideas are solid. Look, I made a doggy.
I'm the mother. I'm supposed to be the one who gets to plan the party.
What do you expect, Mom? Barbara Jean isn't happy coming to the party. She has to be the party. Remember Halloween when she showed up wearing that ridiculous outfit and scared everybody?
Honey, that wasn't Halloween. That was yesterday. Why? It's just a bunch of 8-year-olds we're pumping full of cake and candy. Say cheese.
Don't say anything, just smile.
Here you go. There's a poster on the dining room table. Stick your picture on it and sign it, okay? Have fun.
Tiptoe. Tiptoe.
Cheyenne, they're kids. They haven't taken a vow of silence.
I'm on it.
You're off it. Cheyenne. The baby can't hear us down here.
You don't understand. If somebody does wake up Elizabeth, she won't stop crying.
Well, she'd learn to if you didn't run up and pick her up every time she made a peep.
It's not a peep, Mom. It's a cry for help.
A horrible, irritating cry.
Guys, Elizabeth is 6 months old. She needs to learn to soothe herself so she can fall back to sleep.
But, Mom, letting her just cry would be so mean.
No, letting her cry is the best thing for her. That's what I used to do with you.
What?
Yeah, I used to let you cry it out sometimes.
But wait a minute. You let me just sit in my crib and cry?
Is your heart made of stone? Who are you?
Oh, I was a baby. I just wanted my mommy.
Did you think it was funny? Did it make you feel powerful?
Hey, Reba. How exciting is this? Our little boy is growing up.
Yeah, it seemed like only yesterday he was my little boy.
Well, look at this. I thought we talked about stream replacement.
No, you talked. I ignored.
I'm just gonna go move these over here.
They're fine.
Yeah, but it would look so much better. Oops, where'd you go?
I'm making a poster for Jake. Smile. Rock, she's gone. You can smile now.
No, I can't. I got a few Botox injections.
What? You? Botox injections? Isn't that cosmetics and girly?
No, it's not girly. It's botulism, which is a deadly poison, which is very manly.
Yeah, but is it supposed to make your face look dead and creepy?
No, it's supposed to take away the wrinkles.
So I guess it was the wrinkles that made you look alive. What happened?
Well, I was playing poker with a few of my doctor buddies. I ran out of cash. So I bet a tooth whitening. Frank raised me a few Botox injections. I hit a full house. Yeah, I think he's still a little mad about losing.
It's hard to believe that injecting poison into your face could go so wrong.
Frank said it's only temporary. Think it makes me look younger?
Oh, absolutely. Younger, dead, and creepy. Come on in, join the party. Jake's over there laughing, smiling, showing some emotion. I guess you got that from me. Oh, I gotta get a picture of that. Smile.
Stop it.
And I got pens and paper. The kids will each write a sentence, the last word of which will rhyme with Jake.
Like, another great idea from the big blonde flake?
Like that. But not that. And I got pinned the tail on the donkey. Kira, would you run out there and put up the donkey?
Do it yourself.
Kira, it's okay. Every party has a pooper. And I guess we found ours.
What was that?
You need to watch your mouth, young lady.
Barbara Jean is your stepmother, and you can't talk to her like that. She deserves some respect. You got that?
You don't respect her.
Yes, I do. I totally do.
You mean like when you said that Barbara Jean is where brain cells go when they die?
That's totally different. Barbara Jean and I have a special relationship. You're 13 years old and you don't get to speak to her that way. Now you're gonna sit right here until you think of a way to apologize to Barbara Jean, okay?
Okay, okay.
All right.
I am very, very angry.
She's almost down, but she's still a little fussy.
Well, she probably wants to go to the party. You know, kids love cake.
No, Ben, she needs a nap.
No, she's not getting a nap. She's got us running up and down the stairs every 10 minutes. She's not a kid. She's a stairmaster. Maybe we should try what your mom said.
Oh, my God, she's gotten to you.
Elizabeth's only 6 months old. Your mom's like a million months old. Maybe she knows better. Look, Cheyenne, when you're at school, I'm the one who has to take care of Elizabeth. And I would run to the moon for that little girl. But I could also crank up SportsCenter and just let her wail.
Ben.
But what if your mom's right? She raised you and you turned out pretty awesome.
Oh, I don't know, Van.
I know, but we'll never know unless we try it. Like that time I tried sushi.
You hate sushi.
Yeah, but now I know I hate sushi.
Kira's right, you know. She gets her bad attitude from you.
She does not.
If you have a problem, Barbara Jean, talk it out. Sit down, woman to woman, and sort it out.
Sit down and talk with Barbara Jean? Are you kidding? Because I can't tell.
I'm serious. You're like addicted to making fun of Barbara Jean.
I'm not addicted. I can stop anytime I want.
Ha, ha, ha.
I mean it. I'll stop insulting her. I can. It's not fair to the kids to make them as bitter towards Barbara Jean as I am. They'll have to learn that on their own. Okay, that's the last one.
Guess what? The clown's here.
Yeah, we know, but who's the guy with the rainbow wig? Absolutely the last one.
Okay, so who likes magic?
Isn't Mr. Peppers a great name for a clown?
If I were a clown, what would you call me?
Man, I wish you'd asked me that yesterday.
A frog in a blender! Ah! Hey, man,
Vernon, guys!
Oh, that's good. Red and green. You're funny.
What is that, sarcasm?
No, really, you're very good. I'm having a great time.
Tell your face.
Everybody's loving the pin the tail on the donkey game.
because I hung up the donkey.
Myself.
As per your instructions.
Look, Barbara Jean, I'm sorry about before. I was just joking. Kind of like how my mom kids you all the time.
Well, that's different. Your mom and I have a special relationship.
Hey, that's what she said earlier.
She did? See, I always thought she'd tease me because she liked me, but, you know, you never know for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's why she does it. And I was just trying to do the same thing, but I guess it sounds different coming from a kid.
Oh, Kira, don't worry about it. I just hope when you grow up, you find a special friend like I found in your mom.
Me too. Of course, I'll have to get married first.
Reba, this is terrible. Nobody can tell what I'm feeling.
Yoo-hoo! How much is that Botox? That Mr. Peppers is a hoot. Honestly, Reba, is there anything like watching a big silly clown run around with too much makeup on? Not that I can say. How about that cake? Everybody ready to sing for the birthday boy? Is there something wrong, Reba?
No, everything's fine.
Because you're acting weird.
I'm just really, really glad that you're here. That's all. Really glad.
Uh-huh. Hey, you know what's funny? Right after high school, I was going to go to clown college.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get accepted.
Hmm.
Maybe I shouldn't have sent a picture.
Oh, boy.
Does everybody know all the words?
Yeah!
Here we go. And a one. And a two.
Excuse me.
I left you alone for 2 seconds.
Oh, don't give me that look. Oh, I forgot it's the only look you have. I'll go talk to her. Come on, Barbara Jean. Jake's cake's waiting.
I don't know what I did for you to treat me like that.
Like what?
Polite! Even Kira knows that's not our relationship.
What'd she say?
Well, you know how you tease me because you like me? You know, all the fun zings?
Yeah, right. Well, I guess I hadn't been doing that because some people, not me, mind you, but some people might think that's a little mean.
Oh, friendship is never mean.
See, they don't get that. So you ready to go in, pal?
You mean it?
Absolutely. Come on. You ready?
Can I give you a hug?
Not if I was choking on a piece of sausage.
Zing! Zing! There's the Reba I love.
That's what I was talking
about.
Okay, everybody, all better. Ready to sing?
Oh, I don't want Reba to sing near me. I didn't bring my earplugs.
What are you doing?
Zinging you. You know, because I like you.
Oh, you got me all right. Oh, when's this party gonna be over?
Did you make the cake?
Oh, you bet. No pre-made cake for my little feller.
It's very interesting. I've never had sawdust cake before.
Okie dokie now. How about let's open some presents?
Yay!
Here you go. This one's from me. You're gonna love this, Jake. Oh. It's a birdhouse kit. You get to build a birdhouse and then paint it.
Yeah, that's great.
Maybe next year you'll get him a rat condo.
Archie.
Reba.
Well, you two are even more special than usual.
This turned out to be a better party than I thought it would. Say, is there any coffee?
Oh, come on now, Brock. You've had Reba's coffee. It'll make you cry. Kind of like Cheyenne did when she was a baby and Reba wouldn't go to her.
I want my mommy, but she won't come.
Be right back. Me and my pal are gonna go get the coffee. Okay. You know what? I lied.
Me too. Your cake didn't taste like sawdust.
It tasted like sand. Stop that. Stop keeping score. Which, by the way, if we were doing, would be about 1,000,000,000 to 1. I'm trying to be honest with you, Barbara Jean. I say the stuff I say because I'm still upset about the situation.
Because I horned in on the party?
No. I'm talking about the big situation. I'm talking about the thing that we never talked through, woman to woman.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You're going through menopause.
No, I'm not going through menopause, you dingbat. You and Brock, that's what I'm talking about. You wrecking my marriage. I guess I've never actually brought this up to you and talked about it face to face, and that's probably my fault. And maybe my clever little comments when you're around are immature. But that's how I've dealt with this. This hasn't been easy for me, Barbara Jean.
Well, I am very sorry to hear that, Reba.
Okay.
Because as you can imagine, it has just been a freaking picnic for me! You think your clever little comments are tough for me to handle? I'm the other woman, Reba. I'm the whore of Babylon! I get looks and whispers and fingers pointing at me every day. But everybody acts friendly. Just like you did today. Phony smiles and fake sincerity hurt a whole lot worse than your clever little jokes. Which, frankly, aren't all that clever either.
Some of them are. Look, if this is supposed to make me feel sorry for you, it ain't working.
I don't want you to feel sorry for me, Reba. I just want to know where you stand. I want you to be honest with me.
Okay, I can do that. Your party ideas are stupid. They didn't let you into clown college because you're too big to fit into the car. And I sang way better than you.
There's my Reba Rubberoo.
And if you call me that again, I'm gonna slap the blonde right off of it. That's your corner piece.
I don't feel like eating cake right now.
Why'd you always like the corner piece? I remember when you were little.
My baby is crying, Mom.
Oh, I thought that was Van. Shane, I know this is tough.
Really? Do you?
Yeah, sweetie, I do. I remember sitting outside your door fretting the same way. But I knew in my heart it was the best thing for you.
Well, it doesn't feel right in my heart. You know, all of these things that are supposed to be the right things to do, you know? In the morning when I leave her to go to school, when I come home and she's already in bed, when I have to study French philosophy instead of playing peekaboo with her, these are important things to do, right? Well, they don't feel right, Mom. Not to me.
Cheyenne, you're her mother.
Mom, I know what you're gonna say.
Yeah, but I get to say it anyway because I'm your mother. Now, you listen to me. Nobody, not me, not Van, not those peekaboo playing French philosophers, know what's right for your baby more than you.
But I'm telling you, it doesn't feel right.
I know. So what are you gonna do?
go pick up my baby.
Good. Because I won't eat your cake. Here you go, Mr. Peppers. Go spend it all at the big shoe store.
Hey, any chance I can get the big chick's number?
Sorry, she's already seen a clown.
You like clowns?
Go on now.